Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin. This is Sports, Sales, and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day, allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goals so you can absolutely dominate. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do and you are, it would mean the world to me if you could like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. If you can continue to tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast, and during this hiatus, between episodes, the podcast has been growing because you've been telling friends, you've been telling people about it, you've been sharing it with coworkers. And from the bottom of my heart, during this terrible hiatus, which I'm, you know, I feel like a broken record because every time I record an episode, I say, hey, I'm going to try to come back and make it more regular and get back on that grind. And I just haven't been able to, you know, for whatever reason, you know, mental blocks, just not believing in myself, just getting too busy, prioritizing different things. Like, it's a list of excuses. And I want to tell you, I'm trying my hardest to get back, and I don't want to lie to you anymore. So I'm going to do what I can do, and hopefully can get out some more episodes. But I'm not lying to you when I say this is I'm so, so grateful for everyone that listens and hits me up and slides in my DMs and lets me know that a past episode has helped them out, that they found motivation, they found some words of wisdom, they found something that I've said that has helped them in their career and helped build them to be a better salesperson. And to me, that's the goal of the podcast. That was the goal of everything I wanted to do when I made the first episode, when I made that training and nobody read it. That's why I put it out there, because I said if no one's going to read it, then I will just put it out and the world can have it, and whoever wants to listen can listen. So thank you so much. I'm trying to build it back from the bottom of my heart. That's no lie. I'm trying to. I'm going to try to prioritize. I've just been having some mental blocks and maybe not really pushing myself, and I'm trying to get back onto it. But I really hope your 2022 is going really well. I hope this season is going well for you, or if you have an off season right now, that you're grinding, you're getting ready, because I know from where I am in the Northeast, it works. We've been having a very good season, and it's sponsors and people are looking to come out and get out of their house and celebrate with friends and family, and now we're seeing groups come back. We're seeing, we're up on season tickets, we're up on sponsorship, we're up on kind of really everything. We're behind, groups are now starting to come back, but they're coming back in waves. So it's when you're reaching out and you're putting in the effort, things are going to come to you. So slide in my DMs, let me know your thoughts, your feelings, everything like that. But I appreciate the hell out of you for rocking with me, for this whole time. So thank you so much. What's new with me? Tons. And nothing at the same time. I always like to give you some life updates. Before this, I believe it just kind of humanizes me, and I'm just like you. I'm gonna go to work every day. I come home and I try to play with my kids, be the best father I can be. And my son had a birthday yesterday. He turned 8, which is absolutely crazy to me. That, I used to always call him a little man, and now he's becoming a little man, and it's pretty remarkable. For that. And my daughter's doing phenomenally well, and she's gonna be in kindergarten next year, and just she's crazier than ever, but I wouldn't change her for anything. And both my kids, they're crazy, they a lot of them have my personalities, so they just love having fun, and they're just easygoing. And yes, it is a struggle sometimes, but the good always outweighs the bad, and they're just really, really great kids. So I'm very, very lucky to have them and have them be a part of my life, and it makes my life easier. You know what I mean? It makes me want to do better at work to get a bigger commission check and to make more money, and it also, you know, it helps me, you know, having a work-life balance. And that's what I think I found looking back on the last 2 years and the pandemic and how I've changed personally from this is just I might have before the pandemic taken my home life for granted, and not understanding some of the time I was missing with working in sports. So now I'm trying to utilize that time that I have with them to the most, you know, the most I can, to make sure that, you know, I'm trying to leave the office at 5, or trying to, you know, leave a little bit before 5 if I have to pick them up for sports or for school or for anything. But I'm trying to utilize my time better. So meaning when I'm in the office, I'm trying to, you know, to not play grab ass, to try to put in my full amount of work. So when I leave, whether it be early, or right on time, or just maybe a couple minutes afterwards, I'm not trying to stay in the office until 6-7 o'clock like I might have done in my past life, because now I want that time. So that's what really has shown me is that, you know, a great work-life balance is something that's super, super important. And make sure you're doing stuff with, you know, with the family and kids. And I don't want to take anything for advantage and anything like that. So I'm trying to prioritize my time, but maybe I might have taken a little bit of a, you know, advantage of that previously to the pandemic and everything. That's what it showed me, because I really enjoyed my time home with them, you know, working remote, you know, trying to be their teacher, trying to be their friend, and having them, you know, for weeks on end with me was something that I really, really cherished. And sometimes I get a little jealous and kind of hope that I can have that again. But, you know, not with a global pandemic. I'm not trying to say I want the world to, I don't want another COVID. That was terrible. It's still, you know, it's still around, and I'm not trying to say anything like that. But I hope you get what I mean. I'm rambling, but I haven't rambled in like 4 months. So just let me ramble a little bit. You also might hear snoring in the background. That's my dog. He's back upstairs with me. So he is snoring. He's still a good dog. He's a good pup. But yeah, other than that, man, life is really, really good, and I hope life is really, really good for you. I hope you're having that great work-life balance, you're grinding, and you're making some fat-ass commission checks, and you're bringing some fat-ass accounts. You know, that's what we want. I hope you're taking care of yourself. I hope you're taking care of yourself as well. Also, what the pandemic has shown me is to take care of yourself, is to make sure your health is a priority. You know, and that's what I've done for the past 2 years, and I feel really good, and I kind of had a couple injuries, but now I'm getting back onto that grind, and I got a workout in right before I'm jumping on making this episode. So try to prioritize that as well. Take care of yourself and make sure that you can, you know, be the best person you can be. And find your release and everything like that. But now I'm just rambling. This could be like a life update episode, but I don't want it to be a life update episode. I want to give you some content. I want to give you something that I believe in. I believe, and I hold it to me that, you know, it's the, you know, it's not the, I can't even think of the saying now. It's not the early bird catches the worm, because that's a saying, but, you know, just being busy and grinding and not leaving a stone unturned and just going for everything and just putting everything in it. And then a lot of people in sales, you know, get jealous. It's natural. I get jealous when someone sells something that I feel like I should have, or maybe it's something I've talked about this on the podcast a ton, that maybe it's an account that you talked to 2 years ago, then you gave up on it, or you didn't put the notes in your CRM and then someone else sold it. It's not their fault that they sold it. It's your fault. It's my fault that I didn't do what I needed to do to make sure that that was mine. Losing accounts is terrible, and it's not the person that sold its fault. But I do sometimes believe that in sales, if someone gets on a hot streak or gets an account that falls into their lap, the easy way is to say they're lucky. They got lucky. That's a lucky account. They picked up the phone at the right time. They got the lead from the right person, you know, from that person, and they just, it fell into their lap. And sure, Lucky might have done a little bit for them. Lucky certainly might play a part in that. But you know who doesn't get lucky? People that don't work. People, and I'm not saying like don't have a job, but people that don't grind. People that don't make extra phone calls, that put in the extra time, that put in the extra effort. Those people don't get lucky. Those people don't smash their sales goal and go longer because they're sitting on their hands. People get lucky when they're putting in the work, when they're grinding, when they have their nose to the grindstone, and every other analogy I can think of. If you're working, you're going to get lucky. Things are going to fall into place. Things are going to fall into your lap because, you know, energy begets energy. You know, if you're moving around and you're shaking things up, you're going to find something. And something might fall out of the sky for you, but if you're doing it, you're doing it. If you're shaking it, I'm using so many analogies right now. If you're shaking a tree to get apples, apples are going to fall. And then maybe a surprise apple is going to fall out of there too. But if you're not shaking your tree, you're not getting any apples out of that. You might grab some, you know, the wind might blow down, but you're not getting any if you're not shaking your tree. You just have to. You know, there's one of my counterparts in the office. He got a lead from our clubby. And then he called them. I'm pretty sure it was like a one call close. And there was some words like, some people might look at that and say, oh, he got lucky. Well, he didn't get lucky because the relationship he has with the clubby. That's why he got the lead. He wouldn't have called them without the lead from the clubby who orders food from that guy. So, but if he didn't have the relationship with the clubby, then he's not getting that lead. That's why I didn't get the lead. I don't have that relationship with him. So it's not luck. Well, it might be luck, but he's getting it because he's working hard and he's busting his ass and he's shaking the tree to see how many apples fall down. You know what I mean? It's just, if you're just sitting on your hands and you're hoping things come to you, or that something falls into your lap, then nothing's going to happen. You know, I got contacted a week ago from what could be my white whale. From my white whale that I have been going after this account for, no joke, 5 years. 5 years. I've talked to the guy every single year. And each time he doesn't have money, it's tied up, we can't do anything, it's not what it is. Every year for about 5 years, I get an email from someone else in the company. I get the email. They want to do something else because they're looking to do some hiring. This is my white whale. My white whale. They have been on my go-get list for years. And it's a new person. I say, okay, set up a time to talk. And guess who's on that Zoom call? But my contact for 5 years that I've been talking to every 5 years. And you know what he said? He goes, Justin, I am so happy we're talking. We have talked every time for 5 years. I've never had something for you. But now because it's a different department, they got something. I was able to pass you along. Let's go get it. They wouldn't have called me. This new person who I didn't know about would not have called me if I didn't put in the work for 5 years of calling this gentleman. It's not lucky that they just picked my name out of a hat. Is it lucky that they just, you know, that the conversation would happen and they called me? Sure. And will they do something? You know, I hope so. They might not do anything. Sure, they might not. They might back out. But for me to have the seat at the table and for me to try to have the chance to sell this is massive for me. And it's massive to show that when you put in the work, you don't get lucky. Things fall into place, but you've done the legwork. You've worked your way up there. There's and sure, you might get some random accounts, but they might have got your name from someone else they talked to. They might have got your name because you're doing work on LinkedIn. You're posting about it. They know that you're the person to talk to. But that's the thing. It's similar to branding. And we sell branding of, did you go to this dentist office because you saw the sign at my ballpark? Or did you see it from the TV screen? Or did you see it from blah, blah, blah? Nobody knows. But if you keep seeing the same logo, it's going to be stuck in your mind. And then when you need to go to the dentist, oh, let's go to this Main Street Dentistry because I've seen them 1,000 times. That's like how branding works. So if you're branding yourself, you're not getting lucky. You're putting in the work. You know what I mean? So I almost want in our industry to take that away and throw that out of that. We're not getting lucky because things fall into our lap. It's we're doing work and things are falling into place because we have this legwork. You know what I mean? When I saw his name jump on that Zoom call, my smile went ear to ear and I made the joke. I said, hey man, it's great to talk to you. I feel like I've annoyed you for 5 years and we're finally having a great conversation. He goes, I've loved every conversation we've had. It's always been great. He goes, I've just never had anything for you. And now we have a chance to have something for you. So let's talk about it. You know, and they might not do anything. They might not do anything. It might blow up my face and they might not do anything. But to have a conversation about it and have a possibility of doing it is huge. Is huge. And it's because busy people, that people that, you know, leave no stone unturned, that, you know, muck up the water, are going to find something because their energy creates energy. Busy people get lucky because things fall into place. If you're sitting there and you're not doing shit, you're not going to get shit. You get out what you put in. What more analogies can I put into this? So let's not point fingers at our counterparts or our employees or our coworkers and say they're just getting lucky because they're getting things that are falling into place. That's not true. They're busting their ass and things are falling for them, for him or her, because they're busting their ass. And if I was busting my ass, things would be falling into place for me. I truly believe that's how the universe works. A lot of people talk about overnight successes. Like the one story that I love is Jeremy Renner, who's very close to being an A-list actor, if not an A-list. I really like him. And his big break was The Hurt Locker. And people would talk and say, oh, how do you feel like overnight success is your first big break? And he'd say, I was waiting tables for years. I was going on every audition. I was busting my ass for years to get this break. And I finally got it. He got it because he busted his ass. If he's sitting down, he's not going to auditions. If he's not trying out for everything. If he's not reading and working on his craft, then he's not getting that role. And so let's not just say, hey, get lucky, but bust our ass and things will fall into place. This is a motivation episode and I thought it was really important and it is what it is. Episode 139. I'm hoping to grind back, but let's not say get lucky. You know what I mean? Same with the podcast. I don't have a ton of listeners, but the listeners I have is not because of luck. You know what I mean? If I was this sporadic when I started out the podcast and I wasn't doing once a week and I wasn't grinding and I wasn't putting out posts every day, I wouldn't have the small following that I have if I wasn't to do that. If I was to do what I have done the last year to start out, you probably wouldn't be able to listen. You probably wouldn't be listening to this. Probably still be my mom listening to it. She doesn't even listen to it anymore because I put out too many episodes. Damn it. My mom doesn't listen, but that's fine. So let's just stop with saying, oh, they got lucky. And let's get lucky ourselves by putting the work and grinding and being busy and just going after it. Follow me on social media at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok. See, I haven't done this in so long that I'm forgetting. At @SSC_podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. Hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. If you have any questions, thoughts, feelings, ideas for an episode, want to chop it up, hit me up, slide in my DMs, continue to tell a friend to tell a friend, you know, like, subscribe, comment on the, you know what to do, and appreciate this. Thank you so much. Hey, let's go make a great week. Thank you so much for listening from the bottom of my heart. This means the world to me. And if you got the opportunity to go sell something, go sell something. Peace.